right now, have snacks in your bag or purse that you brought to church. If you have a snack, can you raise your hand? How many of you brought snacks? Okay, several of you. Excellent. Okay. Often we bring snacks, right? Especially those, a lot of you that raise your hands have little ones. Our kids might get hungry. But why do we do this? None of us are really probably in danger of starving. Maybe you're hypoglycemic, or you have diabetes or something, and like I said, you have children, and you just, you know, like, it's easier to, like, here's a granola bar. But none of us are probably going to starve. Why are we prepared for things even that we don't need? We like to be comfortable, right, as humans? So we've decided we need things. Snacks, clothes, gadgets, toys, technologies. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with having snacks. I have dark chocolate-covered almonds in my bag right now. We think somehow, as humans, that if we can have enough stuff, we can insulate ourselves from discomfort of any kind. We get so overly fixated, some humans do, that there's things called hoarding, right? Keeping more things than we could ever need. It's easy for us to judge the recently liberated Israelites in the desert for griping about the snacks that God brought for their journey and for their own lack of creature comforts. We always, I think, at least I have in the past, imagine that if I were in their shoes or in their sandals, I would be the kind of person that would not complain. I would be a grateful and diligent pilgrim on the journey. Except we're not. Most of us have not faced even a fraction of what those ancient Israelites faced. We have not been born into slavery and suffered under it. We have not had to run for our lives from an army trying to capture us. We have not had to leave everything we have ever known with only the clothes on our backs. We have not had to live hiking and camping in the desert for decades. We have not had any of these things happen to us. And still, we reject God's provisions. Our scriptures this morning are our reminder that we have everything we could ever need. And if we think otherwise, it's time to take a good, long look inward. God has gifted us not only with our very lives and the air that is in our lungs right now, but the path to live life abundant, to have meaning, to have purpose. And not only that, good works that have been prepared from before time for just us to do. There are things that only you can do in your particular personality and context and life and family, just you. And yet, humans as we are, we so often choose to snark and sin and choose the small and selfish, choosing the garbage of the world over the treasures of heaven. We have to be honest. It's Lent, so, you know, we have to really look at all the dark things, right? When you see these scriptures like poisonous snakes and stuff like that, you know what season you're in. On a societal level, humans do not have a great track record. Pretty much any culture in history doesn't have a great track record. Wars, upon murder, upon genocide, upon slavery, upon colonization, upon bigotry over just about anything you can imagine, any tiny little difference, upon destroying nature in all kinds of ways. As intelligent as we are, you would think that we would have done better by now. Obviously, it is not the most natural thing in the world to choose the way of Jesus. I wish it were. I would be out of a job, but I really do wish it were. It is not the easy path, this path of discipleship. It is not what we would choose if we were left to our own lazy and self-serving devices, buffeted by feelings and cravings and fear. We have looked to the face of the immense provision of God and of all all too often chosen to hold in sin. Friends of Christ, we cannot begin to change and address the evils of society and do the good that God has provided for us until we can honestly look at ourselves and our own shriveled hearts and start partaking in God's immense and incredible provision for us. God has provided salvation and a way forward for the entire world. Probably the most well-known verse in the Bible we read this morning, right? John 3:16. For God so loved the world. It's very succinct. But on what strength will we do the healing work of God if we cannot partake in the provision that has been first given to us? Thankfully, we come here, even on days when we lost an hour of sleep. Oh, I think that's another like example of humans getting it wrong. Why do we do daylight savings, y'all? But we're human, and we need to have reminders. We don't have the snake on the pole anymore. We have different reminders now. We need to have reminders to stay on the path. We tend to pursue security in a lot of different things, right? Political systems, religious institutions, financial security, knowledge, status. But the only place we could truly be safe is in the way of love. So we come together as a community of faith. We begin our time together, as we did today, with confession and forgiveness. How often in our culture do people admit they are wrong? Not often, right? The ongoing complications of being human, as my spiritual director calls it, get us twisted. It gets us into a way of constantly pursuing control and comfort and pleasure and safety and power and all manner of human desires. And the culture calls that good. But we come here and we stand together and we say, we have missed the mark. We have yearned for things that will not fill us or serve the world. We purposefully come together and acknowledge our shortcomings and sin, and then we're reminded again of the only place that we can put our hope and trust in God's grace. What a rare and important gift. And together, we're guided through scripture and prayer, and we greet one another as beautiful images of God, and we come around the ancient meal at the Lord's Supper to be strengthened for the journey, strengthened for the things that God has provided us to do for this life, reoriented again and again and again. They help us stay on the path. Like the ancient Israelites, whose frustrations and cravings and homesicknesses drew them out into the wild where the snakes live, to the modern snakes of greed and consumerism and power and fear, we're tempted to stray from the discipleship that saves us. But we have all that we need. We have been given grace, provision, salvation, community. God's provision for now, God's provision for tomorrow, God's provision for our darkest day, our highest hour, all of it. What would our lives look like if we started operating in that mindset? That we have everything that we need. And if we don't have it, maybe we don't need it. Try it on for size this week as we walk through Lent. Start to experiment with thinking this way, focusing on the immense ways that you have been blessed. Embrace the provision that God has given you. Embrace life abundant. Joyfully walk into the things that God has provided for just you to do, that only you can do, and rejoice in it. If I was not giving this hug would not happen. If I was not smiling, if I was not serving, if I was not here, this wouldn't happen. What a miracle you are. What an incredible miracle. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, for God so loved. Amen.